Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Hi, Michael.
You know, when you think of pulmonary embolism patients, we do pretty well with pulmonary embolism these days. We're good at providing the initial resuscitation, making sure that patients are well oxygenated and metabolically stable acutely. But once the diagnosis is made, the mainstay of therapy is begun and the PE is confirmed. We start them on anticoagulation. The data becomes a little bit less clear. There is clear data that supports initial anticoagulation and even short-term coagulation. But when we get into long-term and indefinite anticoagulation, it gets, at least for me, a little bit confusing. Lots depends on the etiology of the PE, in other words, the cause, and lots depends on the patient's health status. Do they have cancer? Are they pregnant? Their contraindications for anticoagulation. Nonetheless, anticoagulation is the mainstay of therapy for patients with PE and VTE, and there are increased risks associated with longer-term anticoagulation. You found a poem looking at indefinite anticoagulation as opposed to time-limited anticoagulation, and I think our listeners will find it very interesting. It was published in 2015 in JAMA, and it asks the clinical question, does continuing warfarin for 18 months after an unprovoked pulmonary embolism reduce the risk of recurrent venous thromboembolic events? So what do we do, Mark?
Yeah, it's not quite indefinite, but as you said, 18 months. And I think there's another issue here that's kind of underlying this. If you look back to the early, mid-90s when they started doing high-resolution CT, what you see is that since that time, there's been no change in mortality due to pulmonary embolism, but the number of patients diagnosed with PE has doubled and presumably treated has doubled. So I think there's a sort of a related issue of, are we over-diagnosing this now that we have these scanners that can see little subsegmental emboli, which may or may not be clinically important, but yet we're putting all these patients on the same treatment, which is a blood thinner. So that's kind of in the background here that I always think about when I'm looking at PE is, you know, yes, it's important that we know how long to treat and who to treat, but also who to treat is something that is currently being looked at again, and then there are some trials underway kind of looking at just do these smaller subsegmental PE actually need treatment at all. So this was a study. These were all patients who had an unprovoked VTE, so that's really important. This is not all comers. This is unprovoked pulmonary embolism, no recent surgery or, you know, travel from Mumbai or something like that. The authors enrolled 371 adults. They all got 6 months of warfarin after this first episode of a symptomatic unprovoked PE. Then they were randomized to either placebo or continued warfarin for 18 months. And they maintained double blinding. So if they had basically fake reports, so patients on placebo would get a report that, oh, your INR is 3.6, we need to cut back on your placebo dose and, you know, that kind of thing. So they maintained blinding, which was really a strength of the study. The individuals who looked at the outcomes, who figured out who had a PE, who had a bleed, they were masked to the treatment assignment as well. They had good follow-up, about 98% at 18 months and about three-quarters at 42 months. So they did lose about a quarter to follow-up during that subsequent period. So 3 out of 184 patients in the warfarin group compared with 25 out of 187 in the placebo group developed a symptomatic recurrent VTE during this 18-month period. So during that period, there were significantly more PEs significantly fewer in those who got continued warfarin, 3 versus 25. So number needed to treat to benefit is about 8.5. So that's pretty impressive benefit. You have to, for every 8 people that you continue on anticoagulation for 18 months, you prevent 1 recurrent PE. During that same period, there were more bleeds in the warfarin group, 4 versus 1, that were major bleeds, lots more minor bleeds as well, but the major ones are what we are concerned about. Number needed to harm there was about 60. Now, this was, they looked at this for 18 months. After 18 months, they've stopped warfarin in everybody, but continue to follow them. And as I said, they followed about three quarters for 3.5 years. At the end of that period, there was no longer any significant difference between groups. So if you extend the anticoagulation by 18 months, you benefit the patients during that 18-month period, but it doesn't have any benefit beyond that. You know, once they're off the warfarin, they're back to their baseline risk. It's not as if it's doing something to stabilize clot or stabilize anything or to make any long-term impact. So bottom line, continuing warfarin for 18 months after an unprovoked PE reduces the risk of a recurrent embolism, but only during the time that they're being anticoagulated, and it does come at a small cost in terms of both inconvenience, minor bleeds, and a few more major bleeds.
So very interesting study, Mark, and you know, I think the number to treat, as you say, is very reasonable. Number needed to harm is nothing to overlook either. But my question is, if after 18 months there's no benefit between these two treatment groups, what happens if you just treat for 12 months? You know, where do they come up with 18 months? And is it because they know that at 12 months this is a slam dunk, everybody should be treated for 12 months? We're just not sure about 18 months?
No, I mean, I think the standard treatment for unprovoked PE is 6 months.
Right.
And so they extended it by a year, and they did see a benefit during that year. I mean, they did have fewer, you know, there was clearly a benefit, where but the benefit went away. Once you stopped the warfarin, then they caught up, and at the end of the 3.5 years, there was no difference.
No, I know, but I understand what you're saying. I'm just wondering if that benefit that was seen, perhaps it was in the first 6 months of that extra year, and they could have stopped at the 12-month period.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, no, I don't know from the study whether that is true or not. I didn't see that. You keep asking me these things, I have to look up.
You don't have to look it up, but my point is that if potentially the benefits are in the first half of that extra year, and perhaps more of the harms are in the second half of the year, maybe it makes sense to stop at 12 months and get most of the benefits. You know, nobody likes being on warfarin. It's a lot of back and forth, a lot of lab tests, et cetera.
Yeah. I think, you know, and I think what we also need, there have been several studies now that have looked at these kind of extended versus standard duration. I think somebody needs to kind of pull this all together and figure out, you know, what's the kind of overall bottom line from multiple studies, because, you know, it's fairly complicated. It hasn't changed the guidelines. I think the guidelines are still recommending 6 months for unprovoked, but then consider indefinite for patients who have a recurrent PE.
Right. Interesting. Thanks, Mark. Nice review, and I agree. It would be nice for someone to pull that together.
All right. Get to work on it.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.